Words Appear, an Apple original. In association with Studio AKA. In animation, a yellow star surrounded by planets appears in space.
Here, in the vastness of the cosmos, sits a solar system. If we look closely enough, just past Mars, and next to the moon, we can see a small blue planet floating in space. This is Earth. Here we are.
A title appears. Here we are. Notes for living on planet Earth. Now the Earth hangs on a mobile.
Okay. Close your eyes.
I'm holding a baby. I'm not closing my eyes.
Oh, right. Sorry. Okay. Come in.
A man and a woman holding a baby enter an apartment.
Okay.
They approach a room.
And watch this.
Light illuminates a nursery.
No way. Did you make this?
Yes. Yes, I did. And your mom helped.
It's all so sweet. Really.
They gaze at the baby.
We used to be a family of two.
Now look at us.
The woman holds the baby at the crib where a solar system mobile hangs. The man moves to a window overlooking a city.
Are you all right?
It's so much bigger.
What?
The Earth. It's so much bigger than that. And a million times more complicated.
He gestures to Earth in the mobile.
If Finn is going to navigate this planet, he'll need to know, well, everything. Which means we have to teach him everything we know. And everything we don't know. But how do we do that? I don't even know where to start. Oh, I'm so lost.
All right, breathe. And sit down.
She sits with baby Finn.
Look.
The man joins them.
This is new for both of us, but we'll figure it out. It's like my mom always said, if you're feeling lost, just start with what you know. Then take it one thing at a time.
Suddenly, I feel like I don't know very much at all.
Come here. You know at least one thing. We have a perfect little baby.
Yeah, I guess so. Why don't you get some sleep? We need a little father-son time.
Okay.
Kissing them both, she stands and walks off, leaving the father holding his infant son.
Oh, hello. I'm your dad. We met earlier at the hospital. Let me give you the tour.
He takes Finn to the window.
Here we are, planet Earth.
A city sprawls outside.
Yeah, it's pretty big out there. Maybe let's start with the easy stuff, like this apartment. It's where you live, with me and your mom.
He walks carrying Finn.
What do you think?
In the living room.
It's nice, isn't it?
They go into the kitchen.
And here's where we eat. Here's where we keep the food cold. And here's where we keep the food hot. Yeah.
He picks up a pan.
Someday I'll make breakfast for you with this pan. Daddy's very good at pancakes. Here's where we do bath time.
A baby tub.
And here's where we'll do bath time when you're older.
A bathroom.
Here's where you'll sleep. And wake up. Oh, and dream.
They move from the nursery to a bookshelf.
These are called books. They're wonderful. You'll want to come back here when you can read.
He selects a book and sits down on an armchair.
I know you can't speak yet, and I'm sure your head must be filled with questions. But be patient. You'll learn how to use words soon enough. And then you'll use them forever.
He opens the book.
Now then, let's see.
He taps a picture.
8 planets revolve around the sun. Saturn's rings are made of dust, rock, and ice. The world's tallest volcano is Mauna Kea in Hawaii. The octopus is considered the most intelligent of all invertebrates. The blue whale is the largest animal known to have ever existed. Polaris is also known as the North Star. The incandescent light.
As baby Finn stares at the book, letters, numbers, and images appear floating in concentric circles over a blue background. A red rocket ship soars through the space, following its own path. Later, an elementary school-aged Finn sets down the same book and examines an alarm clock in the shape of a red rocket ship.
Finn, turn it off.
His dad cooks.
What? Off. But I want to see how it works.
What?
What? I want to see how it works.
Time for breakfast, huh?
On the way to the kitchen, Finn marks his height on a wall chart.
Oh, great. Give it time. You only checked yesterday.
So, this clock is really cool. There's a spring, and it presses against this...
incredibly loud alarm clock?
Dad, no! This other thing. And when the hand reaches the right place, it sets off the spring and...
the rocket's nose cone pops off.
I think we got it. Thanks. But here's a question for you. Why do we have clocks in the first place?
Tell time.
But why do we have to tell time?
So people can... I don't know.
Because time is precious. So maybe the better we organize our time into hours, into minutes, into seconds, the better we can spend our time. Look, it's great that you want to know how the alarm clock works. But sometimes you need to step back and wonder why it works. Try to see the big picture.
How do you both know everything? Whoa! Earth pancakes?
For Earth Day.
Not too bad at all. The countries are all in the right places, yes?
Well, I wouldn't chart a course by them or anything.
Oh, did you pack the lunch for the park?
We're going to the park?
For Earth Day, remember?
Isn't the park near the Museum of Everything?
Yeah, I think it is.
Okay.
And yes, lunch is packed, and the forecast has changed, so it looks like sunny skies.
Can we have a family meeting?
Yes, we can.
Great. I propose that we go to the Museum of Everything today. It's Earth Day, and Earth is part of everything. So, the museum would be perfect. Plus, there's a rocketry exhibit, which probably has my top five favorite rockets, and plenty of other space stuff, like the Milky Way and Sputnik, and, you know, space things.
You know that nobody loves museums more than I do. But today is Earth Day. We should be enjoying the planet, outside.
Later, they exit the apartment. Finn presses an elevator button.
And also, the museum gift shop probably has telescopes. And if I had one, I could see my top five favorite constellations, which are Scorpius, Draco...
Buddy, we're going outside.
But the museum is outside. It's outside of this apartment building. That counts.
No, it doesn't.
It's a clever argument, but no.
But spaceships!
You can come back to outer space when we get home.
Hello.
Hi. Morning. Whoa, Sumiko, that's a cool outfit.
Oh, thank you.
And more geographically accurate than your pancakes. Long story.
So where are you headed today?
Oh, you know, just a little trip to the park.
Us too, but a bit later. Well, maybe we'll see you then.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Sumiko wears an Earth costume.
Right then.
Finn watches Sumiko and her family head off as his dad grabs their bikes. Outside, Finn rides in a helmet, leading his parents down a sidewalk.
Hold up there, Finn.
Finn stops at a corner, and they walk their bikes through a crosswalk. At the other side, they head under a bridge.
Look, the Museum of Everything. Can we go, please?
Come on now, not today.
Finn stares at a poster for the Museum of Everything.
Come on. There's a lot of fresh air out there we need to breathe, and plenty of grass to picnic in, and birds and squirrels and butterflies to watch, and trees to climb.
Yay!
Finn and his parents continue walking their bikes down the sidewalk. In a lush park, people walk, play, and exercise as Finn and his parents enter.
Okay, so I just want to say it's not too late to go to the Museum of Everything.
Seriously?
Do you know what we can learn about in the Museum of Everything? Earth! It's perfect!
An acorn drops.
Ow!
I think the park is telling you to stay outside.
Agreed. Let's go!
I can't win.
Finn pockets the acorn and a squirrel watches him walk away. Now the family rides on a park bike path. Woo! Finn rides down a hill, followed by his mom and dad.
Hey, Dad, how much faster does a rocket go than our bikes?
Well, we're probably going, 15 kilometers an hour. While a rocket goes, faster than that. So I would...
You know what? We can figure this all out later. For today, let's just keep our thoughts here on Earth.
Later, Finn's parents fly a kite.
Keep her steady. Keep her... Yes, Grace!
The triangular kite bearing a red rocket ship flutters in the wind. Nearby, Finn takes a seat on a giant tree stump and pulls the acorn from his pocket.
Hey, Finn. Sure you don't want to join us?
Yeah, come on, buddy. The wind is just right. It's easy. It's just... Whoa!
Seeing his dad slip on the grass and regain his balance, Finn rushes over to him and takes control of the kite.
Nice.
There you go. Look at that. I mean, it's better than sitting on a stump, right?
But I like sitting.
Then I have an idea.
Now in a boat, Finn sits facing his parents as they row.
Maybe I don't like sitting.
His parents touch hands lovingly, and Finn turns away from them.
Hello, fish.
A fish surfaces looking at Finn and swims away as a paper boat floats toward it. Finn follows a trail of paper boats to the shore, where Sumiko drops one into the water.
Hello!
She waves to Finn. He forces a smile and sinks into his seat. Later, Finn's parents dock the boat. Finn races onto the pier and doubles back for his mom to remove his life vest.
No.
Finn runs up to a large standing map of the park and studies it.
You are here.
He follows his current position on the map to the Museum of Everything, and a smile forms on his face. Later, the family picnics on a grassy slope speckled with wildflowers.
Ah, this is great.
As his father lies back, Finn wears a thoughtful expression.
What you thinking about, Finn? You seem distracted.
I found a really cool bike trail on the map. And after lunch, we should all go for a ride on our bikes. And along the way, we can look at nature and think about how great the Earth is, because it's Earth Day. Good idea, right?
Okay.
Now, Finn and his parents bike on a path shaded by trees.
Cool trail.
Look at those trees.
I know. Nature is so beautiful.
Finn pedals vigorously, and the museum comes into view.
Oh, wow. The Museum of Everything. I'm so surprised.
Yeah, what a surprise.
Since we're here, I don't know. Maybe we could go to the museum?
He totally tricked us.
You gotta hand it to him. The kid has persistence.
And ingenuity. Part of me is really proud.
Well, I think he won this round. Okay, shall we?
Oh, yes!
Finn takes off downhill toward the museum, and his parents follow. Columns line the front of the building, and a blue dome crowns it. Finn races upstairs toward the entry and spots something. He picks up a hexagonal coin with a planet symbol on it. He pockets it.
Come on!
He runs to the top of the stairs with his parents following. Inside the museum, banners of exhibitions drape the entrance hall walls. As his parents take in the space, Finn beelines to the ticket counter.
All right, bud. So, you got your way, we're here at the museum, but if you're gonna be here, you should really learn something.
Finn's dad holds a map.
Let's see. Where should we start?
Finn heads into one of the halls.
Finn!
Over here!
His parents follow him into the hall, upstairs, and into a dinosaur exhibit. Mounted skeletons and life-size statues of various dinosaurs fill the exhibit.
Ankylosaurus, Carnotaurus, Diplodocus, Apatosaurus, and Spinosaurus.
The Diplodocus is related to... What? He was just here.
Come on!
Finn heads to another hall. In the next exhibit, giant human body parts fill the large room.
What's that?
half of a giant body is transparent.
That is you on the inside.
Finn explores.
Here's my brain for thinking, my lungs for breathing, my heart pumps my blood, and my bones hold it all together.
Yep, and there's a lot to look after, so look after it. Most bits don't grow back.
Finn looks at his own x-ray.
What about my hair and my toenails and my fingernails?
You're right. Those do grow back.
Very clever.
Finn and his mom leave the x-ray machine as his dad plays.
Hang on. Oh, I was enjoying that.
A sign shows an arrow and rocket pointing up a set of stairs. Finn races to the top, entering another exhibit.
All right, lift off in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Finn runs to a ticket window as it closes.
Oh, hey, I'm so sorry, but we're full up. And this exhibit is now closed for the rest of the day.
No!
Never mind, Finn. Maybe there's something else to see.
Finn and his dad follow Finn's mom as she walks off reading a map. Finn's eyes widen as he spots a mural of the Earth with the sun behind it on a wall at the top of a set of stairs. A curtained entryway lies in the middle of the mural.
Oh!
They peek inside.
Oh, let's check this out.
They enter the dark room that houses a huge hemisphere with a smaller sphere above it.
This looks cool.
Stars are displayed on the planetarium's dome-shaped ceiling.
So big.
The smaller sphere and a satellite model are held by tall posts. Finn jumps into an amusement park carriage at the base of the hemisphere. He plops onto the cushioned seat and checks out a console with a speaker and a hexagonal coin slot.
Is it broken?
I think it might be out of service.
Wait a second.
Finn pulls the hexagonal coin from his pocket and slides it into the slot. The ride lights up and turns on.
Hello?
Finn's mom gets into the carriage.
Okay.
The hemisphere and carriage both rise.
Well, hello.
Whoa! Hang on.
The hemisphere is a giant Earth.
Welcome to this planet. We call it Earth. It is the big globe floating in space on which we live. We're glad you found us, as space is very big.
Looking down on it, they see continents and mountains.
There is much to see and do here on Earth. So let's get started with a quick tour. The planet is basically made up of...
Was that supposed to happen?
Oh, I guess the voice is broken.
Finn looks at his dad.
Can you do it?
Sure. The Earth is basically made of two parts, land and sea, and,
First, let's talk about the land. We know lots about it. The desert is dry and hot. The plains are flat. The hills are bumpy. The tops of volcanoes can be very hot.
They pass a volcano.
Wow.
While the tops of mountains can be very cold.
Snow covers the tops of mountains.
And now we're above the sea, which is full of wonderful things. It goes nearly 7 miles deep.
Is that true?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. The Mariana Trench in the Pacific. It says it right here, look.
A whale breaches.
Whoa, did you see that?
Only Finn sees it as his parents study a brochure. Now, the soaring carriage passes clouds. Finn waves a hand through one, his eyes wide and mouth open. Suddenly, a leather flying helmet and goggles appear on Finn's head, and his body soars on its own, flying over a pod of dolphins swimming in the sea below. He soars near the surface of the water next to the diving dolphins and flies up ahead of them. The tail of a whale emerges behind him. Finn floats up to observe the giant creature.
Wow.
Now a whale leaps over him.
No way!
It splashes water at Finn. Now water bubbles appear over Finn in a deep sea diving suit. He smiles as he slowly descends in the ocean. A sea lion, a porpoise, whales, and turtles swim near him as he continues dropping farther down.
Look at that!
Finn lands on the ocean floor.
Ooh, okay. The sea has creatures of all shapes and sizes, from the tiny seahorse to the...
Giant octopus?
Yes, octopus, good.
A small seahorse swims by, followed by a large octopus, which Finn follows to a sea cliff. He steps off and descends deeper into the dark ocean.
Ooh. The bottom of the sea is very dark, but luckily, many kinds of fish produce their own light. So they can see. It looks awesome.
Glowing sea creatures of various sizes and shapes light up the darkness surrounding Finn. Finn pushes off the ocean floor and jets upward into a grouping of glowing jellyfish. Passing different jellyfish, Finn rises from the dark depths into sunlit waters. Now he wears a spacesuit and floats in the clouds.
Okay. There's also the sky. Though that can get pretty complicated. This looks like, Earth's atmosphere.
Back in the planetarium.
And the stratus thingy.
The atmosphere is the layer of gases which we call air that surrounds the Earth.
Oh, thank goodness she's back.
You're good. Thanks.
The tiniest change in the atmosphere can have a huge effect on our weather and on our lives. Producing rain, wind, snow, fog, and more.
Closing his eyes, he's now in space.
When we take a bigger step back, we can see that the moon spins around us here on Earth, while the Earth spins around the sun. And in the very far distance, almost 6 trillion miles away, we can see stars, bright, burning balls of gas that dot the sky on a clear night.
Now he's surrounded by people.
But closer to home, down here on our planet, there are people. People come in many shapes, sizes, and colors. We may all look different, act different, sound different, but don't be fooled. We are all people, and we all share the Earth.
A crowd of people and animals surround Finn.
There are animals, too. They come in even more shapes, sizes, and colors. They can't speak to us, though that's no reason not to be nice to them.
There you go.
Finn sets a tortoise on the ground.
Things can sometimes move slowly here on Earth. More often, though, they move quickly, so use your time well.
Because time is precious.
Finn sits between his parents in the ride carriage as it revolves around the Earth display.
Though we have come a long way, there is plenty left for you to do. You will figure lots of things out for yourself. Just remember to leave notes for everybody else. Well, that is planet Earth. Make sure you look after it, as it's all we've got.
The ride comes to a stop, and they get out.
That was epic.
Did you like it, hon?
Finn walks with a thoughtful expression.
For the first time in his life, he's speechless.
Can we have a family meeting?
Sure.
I propose we go back to the park. Like, right now.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, the museum is really cool, but we should be at the park. Especially today.
The family is back on their bikes.
And off he goes again.
Finn leads the way.
Hello, trees!
His parents follow him down the bike path.
Hello, lake!
Finn stops on a bridge.
Hello, fish!
A school of fish swim by.
Hello, birds!
A flock of birds fly overhead.
Hey, butterflies!
A butterfly lands on his helmet. Now Finn climbs onto the tree stump and lies on his back.
Phew!
He pulls the acorn out of his pocket.
You know, if you count the rings, you can find out how old it is.
Oh, yeah!
Finn sits up.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8...
Clouds move overhead.
142, 143... Whew! 143 rings!
That means this tree was 143 years old.
Whoa! That's older than Grandma!
Yes, that's older than Grandma's Grandma.
They lie on the stump.
The clouds are beautiful today.
Is that one an octopus riding a dolphin?
No, it's more like a car full of balloons.
Ah, very nice. Oh, now it's just a bowl of mashed potatoes. So what do you see up there?
A ladybug lands on Finn's nose.
Hey, Finn. You okay?
Now it crawls on his arm.
So, to this bug, I must look really big.
Yeah. The way you look to that insect is probably similar to the way that building looks to you.
Finn stares at a skyscraper.
It's so big!
An aerial view shows the giant building towering over the tiny stump.
Whoa! That's really big!
As Finn stares up at the skyscraper, the ladybug flies off.
Uh-oh.
Rain falls.
Well, it was fun while it lasted.
Come on, let's get home!
His parents go to their bikes and Finn jumps off the stump. Now the ladybug flies from the park out over the vast city with lightning flashing around it. As it lowers, a ship docks into a port at the waterfront. Nearby, traffic runs smoothly in both directions over a suspension bridge. Next to the bridge, Finn and his parents walk their bikes, returning to their apartment building.
You've been pretty quiet, Finn. What's up?
Well, you know the bug at the park?
The city lights go out.
What were you gonna say, hon?
Oh, great.
What's happening?
Looks like the power's out. Must have been the storm. It's nothing to worry about.
I have an idea.
Finn's mom holds the door open as he and his dad go inside. Later in the dark living room, Finn flips through his book by lantern light.
We were thinking we might go upstairs on the roof. With the power out, the stars will be really bright.
Yeah, okay.
You go ahead. I'll be up soon.
Later, Finn and his mom exit onto the apartment building roof. With no city lights, the stars shine brightly in the sky. Carrying lanterns, they make their way to a railing at the edge of the rooftop and gaze up at the sky.
Huh. It's pretty.
Yes, it is.
Finn's dad approaches behind them.
So, the telescope you wanted? We were saving it for your birthday. But we're giving it to you right now.
No way!
Yes way! It's a present for Earth Day.
Oh, thank you.
Finn's dad makes adjustments on the telescope as Finn turns back toward the view.
All right. I'll leave you for some father-son time. I'm gonna go check on the neighbors.
Oh, right then.
Finn's mom leaves him with his dad. Finn's dad glances down thoughtfully and joins his son at the railing.
All right. I'm pretty sure this one is Scorpius. Your favorite constellation?
Finn lays his head down on his arms, his eyes downcast.
All right, what's going on? You've been quiet ever since we were at the park.
Well, you know how Mom always says to look at the big picture?
Sure.
Well, at the museum, and then later at the park, I felt like I was starting to see the big picture, and...
It was too big?
Yeah. And I always wanted to know everything, you know?
Oh, I know.
And now it's like... it's like the world is so huge that no matter how much I learn, it'll never be enough. I feel like how that bug at the park must have felt when it was looking up at me.
Well, it sounds like you feel...
lost.
Hey, come here.
Finn hugs his dad.
Finn, I completely understand. It can be scary to think about how big the world is. But sometimes, if you look at it the right way, the world can be much smaller than you think. You know what Mom once told me? When you're lost, just start with what you know. You know where the Big Dipper is?
Sure, right there.
Exactly. Well, those two stars at the end there, they point directly at...
the North Star.
Right, Polaris. So that means you can always find north in the night sky. It's always there, wherever you are. And if you know where north is, you can start to find your way home and you won't be so lost.
Dad, does everyone get lost?
Yes, they do. At some point, every single person gets lost.
Then we should show them all where the North Star is.
Yeah. I mean, that's a good start, but it's a little more complicated. I'd say... just treat everyone with kindness and respect. And then you can help people feel a little less lost. And listen, if you ever need to know anything else, just ask. I won't be far away, and when I'm not there, you can always ask someone else.
Finn rides on his dad's back as his mom returns with neighbors.
Good evening.
Hi.
Bonsoir.
Hey there.
Konnichiwa.
Hi.
You're never alone on Earth.
Finn's mom gently touches her son's face. The family and neighbors all gaze up at the starry sky.
Look.
A shooting star flies across the sky and the city lights return. Finn's mom touches his dad's face lovingly. Now a neighbor tunes in a station on a hand crank radio. Finn's face brightens and his dad lets him down off his back. Finn rushes to a planter box and pulls the acorn from his pocket. With his hand, he makes an indentation in the dirt, plants the acorn, and packs it in.
That's better.
Still in her Earth costume, Sumiko points.
Is that your telescope?
Yeah, you want to take a look?
Yeah.
Sumiko gives a big smile. Moving to the telescope, Finn gestures for Sumiko to look through it.
So that's Scorpius. It looks like a...
scorpion.
Exactly. It's my favorite thing in space. Actually, wait. No, it isn't.
What is?
Earth. Earth is my favorite thing in space.
They smile as the adult neighbors mingle. Both children turn and run to their parents. Finn's mom picks him up. She puts him back down and he talks with Sumiko. The kids run over to the rooftop planter box. An aerial view shows the gathering on the roof and the city lights in the distance.
Here we are, on Earth. When you travel far enough away from Earth, one thing becomes clear. This planet, alone in the cosmos, is the place where people live. And live we do. Life on Earth is a wonderful thing. It looks big, but there are lots of us on here. 7.5 billion at last count, with more showing up every day. Even so, there is still enough for everyone, if we all share a little. So please, be kind. Of course, there is so much more for you to learn about living on planet Earth. But for now, these are the things we think you need to know.
Earth and the moon rotate in the space. Opening credits continued, based on the book by Oliver Jeffers. End credits appear, directed by Philip Hunt, written by Philip Hunt, Luke Matheny. Chris O'Dowd, Ruth Nega, Jacob Tremblay, and Mary.